Last evening, of course, we began the sacred triduum of our Lord Jesus Christ. It began with the Passover meal, but it was not just any Passover. It was the Passover of Jesus himself. And if you were an apostle at that table, there was something obviously unique about that meal. Not only what Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood, and not even what he did, the washing of the feet. But even more so, it was what he did not do at that meal. Scripture scholars who are familiar with Passover meals, they know that there are ritual, prescribed happenings at the Passover. And as they look at the Passover of Jesus, they've come to see that after drinking the third cup of the Passover meal, the cup of blessing, and saying, "This is my blood, which will be shed for you," Jesus interrupts the meal. He leaves that upper room, he goes into the garden, he prays, he sweats blood, even with great anxiety. He is betrayed and arrested. And the fourth cup of the Passover, at that point, is not yet consumed. The next day dawns, and it's only then, on that Friday, that the Passover is complete. Jesus drinks that fourth cup, the cup of suffering, and the Passover is complete. Hanging on the cross, he says, "It is finished. The lamb is slaughtered, his blood poured out, and his mission is entrusted to the world." John and Mary, who were at the foot of that cross, knew and received that mission of Jesus. St. John Gabriel, who we spoke of last night, knew and received that mission. Christ in me, Christ with me. Our own patron, St. Patrick, that was his prayer. And today, the knowing and the receiving of that mission is once again offered to us. What's necessary from us to accept and to receive it? Well, what we heard some 40 days ago when we began Lent. Repent and believe. And today, as the life of Christ reaches its conclusion, we have an opportunity to do that once again, to repent with sorrow and contrition for our sin, and looking upon him who has loved us, we can believe with a more fervent faith and sincere love. I'd like to close with two prayers that can help us in that repenting and believing. I always like to read a poem on Good Friday. The poem is called Indifference, written by Stuart Kennedy, who was an Anglican priest. I always find it has a way of cutting to my heart and helping me in my contrition. Kennedy wrote, "When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They would not hurt a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still, Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained, the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried for Calvary. Lord, forgive us, not only for what we do, but what we fail to do. And for the second part, the believing, well, I entrust that to you. To make a prayer of your own and to express to the Lord Jesus as you hold the cross in your hand or as you look upon it, to express in your own words your faith, your love for him. Be like Thérèse of Lisieux, who wrote, "I have not the courage to force myself to seek beautiful prayers in books, not knowing which to choose. I act rather as a child who cannot read. I say quite simply to the good God what I want to tell him, and he always understands me." What would you tell Jesus on this Good Friday? May it be a simple, "I love you, Lord, and thank you for loving me. I believe in you and in your love for me." Amen.